Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachas daf Lamed Beis. We begin in Amid Beis. Begin with Taisa Dibri Masl. The Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Gedele Tfila. Greater is prayer. Yesim Maisim Taivim. More than good actions. Which Taisa comes to explain what's the proof of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara brought that prayer is bigger than Maisim Taivim, as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was answered at least for part of his request through his prayer to go into Eretz Yisrael, where part of it was fulfilled, that he was able to at least see it from Haran Nevi. Like Hashem said, don't speak to me anymore. And then it says, okay, go up to the top and you could lift up your eyes and you could see. So Taisa comes to qualify that the intent of the Gemara means to say is that tefillah is more, as the different Masechta Taisa says, Gedele tefillah, greater is prayer, yes, Maisim Tevim. What that means to say is, belay tefillah. It doesn't mean necessarily that prayer is bigger than Maisim Tevim. It means it's bigger than Maisim Tevim, belay tefillah, that's without prayer. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu al-Basham, because like we find in Moshe Rabbeinu, on him is the peace. Even though he had good actions, he still had to come onto tefillah. So it's not that necessarily the tefillah is greater than Maisim Tevim. It means it's greater than Maisim Tevim that doesn't have tefillah, because even with good actions like Moshe Rabbeinu, he still needed tefillah to at least have part of his request exceeded. Now continue with the next taste of the Bimasl. The taste begins with the words of the Gemara. Kalamarech bitfilasai uma'ayin ba. Whoever is lengthy in his prayer and he analyzes it. Which this Divrei Maschil actually is supposed to be after the Divrei Maschil of El Demasi, the next Taisus. Taisus says, Taisus coming to explain which Iyun Tefillah, which analysis of prayer is good and which one's not good. The Gemara brought that whoever's lengthy in his prayer and he analyzes it, he's going to come to heartache. So Taisus comes to explain, Pirish, what that means to say is, what type of analysis is going to bring a heartache? Shemitzapa, Shetavit Bakashasa, because he prays and then he's so long and then he's praying and praying and then he looks and he's anticipating, he's anticipating that his request will come. I had so much kavana, I had focus in my prayer, and that reward, he's anticipating that his prayer is going to be answered, that's just going to bring a person to heartache. So therefore, a person should not be ma'ayin in his tefillah. However, on that, Tamer Taisa wants to ask to take a second look. Because the Hacha Mashma, so in our Gemara, it sounds like diyun tefillah, like, okay, analyzing the fact that you prayed, love mal yusehu, it's not a good thing. So to the Gemara in Perkarei later on of Nunheim and Alf also makes it sound like it's not a good thing. Because the Gemara says over the Gimel Devar Maskirin Avanesav Shaladim, there's three things a person does, recalls his sins. But Kamar in Tefillah, one of them was, if you analyze your davening, who do you think you're such a great tzaddik? No, it's such a great person that, what, because you had kavanah, now you're looking and say, wait, I davened so long, I had so much kavanah, how come my prayer is not being answered? That's going to recall a person's sins, don't think you're so great. However, as Taisus, V'leike Mashman Perak Mefanen, but doesn't sound like this from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kavchav Zayin Menel. The Karma, the Gemara says over there, Odom Oichel Perasin Boil Mazeh. There are certain things that a person gets the product of his good actions in this world. And V'kachashav Iyin Tevilah, one of them mentioned over there is the analysis of prayer. Am Mal Yusuhu, so we see that that's considered a good thing, that a person even eats the Paris in this world. And V'chei Mashman Beget Pashat, so to the Gemara in Baba Vasa, at the end of the Masechta over there, Kavchav Zayin Dalma Beis, also sounds like that. The Kama, the Gemara says of the Mishleisha Devarim Ein Adam Nitzel B'chol Yom. There are three things that a person is not safe from every single day. Meaning, no one's perfect, and these three things, no one gets it right. The Kama and the Gemara says, what is that? Even Tefillah, which Pirish Tais explains, what is the Gemara saying over there? She'ein Adam Ein, but because a person doesn't appropriately focus on his davening. Imkain, if so, Mashma Shutai, it sounds like, okay, but analysis in your davening, that it's a good thing, so is it good or is it bad? Pirishlema says, Tais says, the trait, even Tefillah, yes, there's two types of analysis of prayer. Even tefillah, the analysis of prayer over here that the Gemara says is not a good thing is a matzapah, shetavit bakashasa. Someone's anticipating there's a request is going to come. What I davened so much kavan, I had so much focus, and I did. That's, he's analyzing that. Look at what I did. That's not a good thing. Even tefillah dahasam, but the analysis of prayer over there means shemachavin eslibal at tefillah, means he's focusing his heart for the prayer that he's doing. He's analyzing in his tefillah, not about his tefillah. That's a good thing. So therefore, Taisa says, yes, there's two types of even tefillah. One is focusing on the prayer itself, which that is good, and one is analyzing about your prayer that, oh, you're anticipating, okay, now I'm going to get my reward. That's not a good thing. Then the next taste of the Bimasal test begins with the words of the Gemara, El Demasi Al Techrash, to my tears, don't be silent, which taste brings Rashi's interpretation in the Gemara's proof, which the Gemara brought that although the gates of prayer are closed, but Shari Dimolo Ninalu, the gates of tears are never closed. Like it says, the pasuk that the Taisus quotes, El Demasi Al Techrash, to my tears, do not be silent. Now, Perish Rashi, Rashi explains, the Daik Midukya. The inference is from the inference of the pasuk, that the Gemara is inferring from the inference of the pasuk. Midulei Kamar, from the fact that the pasuk doesn't say the prayer wasn't, Vidimasi Tira, said you should see my tears. Shema Minah, the inference is Shehi Neris B'chol Pam. It's always visible. The gates of tears are never closed. That always goes in. The aimless pal raksha deskabel. The whole prayer was that don't be deaf, meaning receive the prayer. But to see it, that is automatically seen because those gates are never closed. The only thing was the next step of having it received. Continue with the next Taisa Bimaslo. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Kaidim tefillas minayin. How do we know before the prayer? Shlomach, it says in the pasuk, Ashrei yeshiva v'secha, praiseworthy are those who sit in your house. Which the Gemara brought that we learned out that one should tarry and wait an hour before he davens from the pasuk of Ashrei yeshiva v'secha. And then, oy yahal luchasela, first sit and for an hour, and then go yahal luchasela, then go ahead and daven. Now, says Taisa, lefikach tiknu loy mezeha pasuk. Says that's why we instituted to say this verse, what we all call Ashrei. Really, Ashrei is not the parak of Tehillim. It's Kaidim Tila David. The parak of Tehillim that we say, let's say before Mincha, is actually called Tila David. As a previous Gemara in this Masechta said, whoever says Tila David three times a day, it's a parak in Tehillim. We add on this pasuk of Ashrei beforehand. Why? Because it refers to this concept of sitting before one goes to daven, which is what we're doing here before we're davening. Lafuki mehanu the Amri Ashrei harbe. Tehillim says that's to exclude from those who they don't have just this pasuk of Ashrei. They bring many pasukim with Ashrei. So it says that's not a point. It's not a point about mentioning Ashreis. It's specifically this pasuk of Ashrei Yeshu V'Secha, which refers to this concept of waiting and sitting in Hashem's house before Yo'od Yahal Luchasela. However, the Bach does bring in Siman Anav that our custom is actually not like this Taisa, and we do add on other Ashreis, like Ashrei Am, Shekach Alay, Ashrei Am, Shashem Alikav. However, Taisa says that the primary Ashrei is the Ashrei Yeshu V'Secha, which is the halacha that our Gemara is bringing.